none of us will ever see the Word of God as an idea, as something that is imaginary. But you shall find substance in every word that you encounter. In every word that you encounter. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, before I go into the word, I want to introduce one of my ladies. I want to invite her to just speak a word before we go to get into the word. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. That's all.
Praise Jesus, everyone.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, can I ask Ephelia, the person who led worship, can you come, please? Yeah. I don't know about you, but I feel God in this place. And whenever God is in a place, even if you're told to come forward to just greet people, you'd want to do what God wants to do in that place, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how sensitive people would do. Even if you're told to come forward and give a word, but then if God wants praises in the place, you make sure that you praise God at that particular time, even if you're told to give a word. So can I just invite you to stand for a minute? I know we have stood for a long time, we have praised, but I feel like our God deserves more praise than we have given him. Somebody please stand up.
Seated in my chest. Raise your voice and sing.
My name is Christine. You can call me Christina. Yeah. So my full names are Christina Frederick Kibota. Yeah, so that's my last name. Kibota is my last name. And I come from Dar es Salaam. I take bachelor's of chemistry, of science and chemistry. I'm in a third year, my last year. Sorry for you doctors. I know, you still have 2 years to go. It's okay, we pray for strength over you. You'll make it, it's okay. So I am so blessed in this house. This house is so powerful. You guys are awesome. If we talk of being expectant, I can already feel your hearts. You're so expectant. And I'm very sure that whatever God has in store for us tonight, each one of you is going home with their own miracles.
Amen.
You guys should be clapping for that.
Amen.
You know, whenever we pray, I don't know about you, but whenever I pray, sometimes I use words like Jehovah Jireh. Anybody uses that word?
No?
Only you? It's Jehovah Nissi? Anybody? Okay. Jehovah Rapha? Yes? So, have you ever thought where these names came from? These were revelations that God had. I mean, that people had of God. With the circumstances that were taking place at that particular time. When you talk of Jehovah Jireh, you see Abraham at that mountain when he was told to sacrifice his son. So when he was already like in the process of sacrificing his son, is when the Lord provided a lamp for him, right? So there is when Abraham said, "You're Jehovah Jireh, God my provider." Yeah. So when it comes to Jehovah Rapha, is the Lord who heals. So I think it was around Exodus when God was so mad at his people. You know, he's never mad anymore, but those days he used to be mad. So he was so mad at his people, and then he was destroying the land. And then God told Moses, like, if your people turn away, then they go back to me, I'll heal your land. So there Moses said, "You're Jehovah Rapha." So I want to give you a challenge tonight. It's okay to be using those names, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. But then how about tonight? All of us, each one of us, come up with their own revelation.
Amen.
Yeah? How about you leave this place and you have your Jehovah something? Isn't that great?
Amen.
Like, we always say Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. But how about today, as the word is coming to you, as all these ministrations are going on, you should sit with yourself and have that personal encounter with God. I'm not telling you not to use Jehovah Rapha anymore, but how about you have, you know, for Abraham, we say he's Jehovah Jireh, he provided. Okay, it's okay, God still provides for us, but how about you come up with your own name? You know, in the Bible is already written, right? But there's one book that is not yet finished. Anybody knows that book? Anybody? Anybody knows which book is not yet done being written? It's the Acts of the Apostles.
Amen.
Do we have apostles in the house?
Amen.
No? I'm the only apostle. Okay. My name should be the Bible, you know. So that book is not yet done. Like, we have to see your acts. Tell your neighbor, we have to see your acts.
We have to see your acts.
Tell your neighbor again, we have to see your acts.
We have to see your acts.
So that book is not yet done. So we can still have more revelation. So my challenge tonight, as you hear the word, as I don't know about you, but I'm getting there, you know, because there's a lot of authority. So I'm getting there to get my revelation. So that's my challenge. Get your own personal revelation. Get any Abraham, any atakama mtu akija kumwambia Abraham kwamba God can no longer provide for you. Abraham will say, no. Oh yeah, he provided. He had that word, Jehovah Jireh. So even if someone comes and says, God is no longer a provider, he will never provide for your needs. Abraham will say, okay. No, he will never take that word because he has that personal revelation of God being a provider. You know, when we talk of Jehovah Nissi, you know, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, these people had this revelation of God, and you will never convince them otherwise. So today you might go out of this place with Jehovah Merciful. And when somebody comes to you and says, you have done so many things, God can never be merciful on you again. No. You remember the day when you got the word that God is merciful. So if any person comes to you and tells you otherwise, you will still stand on the word because
have your own personal revelation of that word. So please take this in your heart. Take it as a challenge. Leave this place with your own personal revelation. You don't have to call it Jehovah's Witness. Just have a revelation of who God is upon your life. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, someone has already begun. If you're still waiting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Madam. So, how many are ready?
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. So, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. So, the word. Hallelujah. Word. It was last year, and I was to come here. Praise Jesus. And one of the things that we were praying with my brother is that there should be. The gospel has to have its free course in the universities. Praise Jesus. And in people's lives. So that was our prayer. Hallelujah. And we communicated that I should be coming. But I couldn't come last year. Because of the instructions that we both received. Praise Jesus. And among the instructions that we were given, praise Jesus, was to have the night of encounter. So it's not that it has just come up like any other night, but this thing has been planned now. It is God Himself who has planned. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, it's very important, and I want you to be very much expectant. And with expectations, God will meet them very fast. And you'll see great things here today. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Because the Spirit of God is in you. And you minister at a personal level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when your word comes, you could shout, it's okay. You could jump, it's okay. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's it. You could hug your brother or sister beside you, it's okay. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Why? You say, I have received my word. I have received what? My word. And it's important. It's important for this night because I believe it's yours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, everything that God does, He does via His word. There is nothing that God does without His word. There is nothing. Everything that God does, He does by His word. And the word of God, it is God's creative material. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The same way a person could come up with this bottle. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Are there plastics? No, there's something that was mixed here and
we have this plastic, right?
Mm.
So for God, His creative material is His word. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Genesis 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 3. And He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
In Hebrew, there's nothing like "let there be." In Hebrew, it's "light be." That's it. And light came. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Everything that God spoke came to pass. Why? At that time, there was nothing that He could use but His word. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So it's very important for us to understand that if there is anything that God has indeed given unto us that is so precious that we should embrace and we should stay with it and we should be proud of it every now and then, is His word. Nothing more. If you required money that much, that if money was the essence of everything, then He would have given you money. But He didn't give you money. He gave you His word. Why? Because out of that word, you get money. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Paul says, "These words are able to make you wise unto salvation." Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, he was talking to, was it Timothy? Yes, he was talking to Timothy. Now he's saying, "These words are able to make you wise unto salvation." Now, Timothy is already saved. What kind of salvation is he talking about? Praise Jesus. Meaning that the word is able to deliver you from the point that you are in. Praise Jesus. To the level that the word is talking about. It's able to save you. The Greek word is sozo, which means to deliver you, to heal you. Everything the word does. And that's why you hear everywhere, you hear some people testifying of miracle money. It's there. Why? It's the result of the word. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So God has given us His word. And He knows that this is the thing that it is His word that will make us successful in everything that we do in this world. It is His word. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word became flesh. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Look. I'll be teaching today. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. From verse 26 to 38, I'll read. Are we there? Now, how did the word become flesh? Praise Jesus. How did the word become flesh? Because I know you've been discussing John chapter 1 verse 14. The word became flesh. The word became flesh. Praise Jesus. Now, I'm not going to touch that in the convention. Praise Jesus. I want us to go. How did it become flesh? Praise Jesus. Then automatically we will know on how we can make every word that comes out to be part and parcel of our life. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we become that word. and we walk in it, and we see if really the word of God is not true. Praise Jesus. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive and in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to her, "How can this be, since I have not known a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And with this now the sixth month of her who is called barren. With God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you read very carefully here, you'll find there are three things that are involved. Because the moment the angel departed, praise Jesus, Mary conceived. Praise Jesus. Mary conceived. Now, I'll highlight. Number one, the spoken one. In verse 32. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
He says, "And behold, you will conceive your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of God, called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David." Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The spoken one. Now, this can come in different forms. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It will come as Logos or as Rhema. Now, this might be new text to you. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I will define. Logos. In this perspective, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Logos is the totality of the revelation of God. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And Rhema, I'll define it in two terms. Number one, it's the creative word of God. When he said, "Light be," that was Rhema. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the second definition, it's the now word. The word that you require for the moment, that is Rhema. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, when the angel approached Mary, when he spoke to her the word, this was Logos. And this is the one that formed the, what do you call it, zygote. So, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Logos. So, there has to be a spoken word That is one. People are normally saying like, okay, the Bible says you are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Why should I declare to you blessings? It's a principle. I have to speak out. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The fact that it's written, it doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. It doesn't mean that. No wonder there are some Christians who are still suffering and everything is in the Bible. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That is one, the spoken word. Number two. Now,
Mary how can I put it?
She was surprised actually. And she said, now how can this be? For the word, Mimi is doing that. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
How will the spoken word, how will it materialize? Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
How will it come to pass? And Mary asked the angel, how shall this be? Then the angel replied, what?
The Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The what? The Holy Spirit.
He will do what?
Overshadow you. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now in this, I said I'm teaching you.
Yeah.
In this, there are two functions of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Number one is to brood. So you want to say, oh, what I'm here? To brood. Praise Jesus. The second one is to hover. Hallelujah. H-O-V-E-R. Now I'll define brood. Oh, brood, you already understand that. To sit on hard so that they can hatch. So the Holy Spirit and Tamiya here and then will talk. You understand that? He broods upon that word. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, second part, the second thing is to hover. Now, to hover means to stand somewhere near another person, eagerly or nervously waiting for their attention. Now, I'll put it in this way. Praise Jesus. Because for you, the Holy Spirit is already in you. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
So, He's always eager to wait. Praise Jesus. For you to pay attention to that word. Praise Jesus. To give a response to that word. Because when you give a response to that word, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Because He's the one that is brooding over that word, that word shall come to pass. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why in Genesis 1, it says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without what? Form. What was the Spirit of God doing? It was hovering. And Kwame Ka, any? How many were flying? Praise Jesus.
Amen.
He was hovering. Waiting for what? For the spoken word of God. So when God said, light be, it's the Holy Spirit that gave it. Brought forth the light. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So he was waiting for that word to come forth. So that when it came forth, it works out. It works out. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Slowly, I want you to really understand these things because they are vital, they are very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The third thing, praise Jesus.
Amen.
The person, a person or the object, or I would say the one that receives the word. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the verses that we have read, it's who? Mary. Now, what's the role now of this person? Who receives the word. Praise Jesus. Yeye kazi yake ni kuipokea. praise Jesus, to respond in agreement with the word. To do what? To respond in agreement with the word. So this person has to accept the word. He has to believe the word. Praise Jesus. And he has also to affirm to the word. Praise Jesus. Unless otherwise, ukilikata, God does not force his word in you. Praise Jesus. He has given you a will, free will. Mchague. And not because he doesn't love you, because he loves you so much. He's given you a free will. No wonder he says, before you I have set what? Life and what? Death. But he says, choose life. He gives you an option. This is my will for you. Choose life. Praise Jesus. But if you choose death, no wonder we say, hell is there because of the love of God. Even if it's hard to get this way. People are in hell because of the love of God. They chose death on their own will. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So when this happened, that's what I'm saying. After Mary saying, behold, the maid servant of the Lord. Let it be done as thou hast said. You see, she accepted. Praise Jesus. And she agreed with what the news that the angel brought. And she conceived. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. The word becoming flesh. Because some of us maybe think that Jesus was there in the beginning. He wasn't there. There's no point in time when the word was separate from the Father. Never. Praise Jesus. Until at the cross. So the angels never knew a person called Jesus. Nobody knew Jesus until when he was born in flesh. Before that, there was only the word. The word. And that's why Peter says that there are three persons that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. That's it. That's it. So in those days, you talk to them just like Jesus. Praise Jesus. Is the word. And now that is the word that became flesh. So there are three important things that you really need to not hear. The spoken word, the Holy Spirit, and yourself. Because now I'm talking to you. Yourself. How have you received the word of God? Now the word of God would come via a woman or a man of God. Praise Jesus. Via the word of knowledge, prophecy, word of wisdom. It would have come in that manner. Praise Jesus. Or it would have been out of your meditation or when you pray, then it comes out as a rhema word. Praise Jesus. That would also be your word. Hallelujah. Or it would have come out of your revelations as you're studying the word of God. You see, then you get something, pop, oh, this is for me. Oh, there are those days when there are times when you say like, I was reading the Bible and I was having this problem and I was reading the Bible and it ministered to me. And I only opened the place that it was concerning what I was troubled about. Praise Jesus. Yeah, that is your word. You see, the moment you say it, you rejoice. And it healed you. Why? Because you received it. Praise Jesus. So you would have come in any form. You would have come in any form. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, now the word of God comes to you as a seed. It's a seed. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's a word, a seed. So if it's a seed, for it to grow and germinate, praise Jesus.
Amen.
You can't keep it in a, you can't label a seed like the way you label your medicines, keeping it dry, safe place. No. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
You have to keep it in moist soil. How can it grow? Right?
Amen.
So there has to be the place that this seed goes. Praise Jesus. That's where it's going to grow and germinate and bear fruits. Praise Jesus. So the word of God, when it comes to you, when you read the parable of the sower, right? Jesus said the seed is the word of God. Praise Jesus. And the grounds are what? Are our hearts. Praise Jesus. Now it depends to what extent you have received or to the extent to which you have prepared your heart to receive. Praise Jesus. And the issue of you receiving the word is determined by the things that are around you. It's important. Sometimes the word will come for you, but you say, like, maybe not me. Who told you? It's not yours. Anyone that comes, receive it. Praise Jesus. Take it as yours. Sit down with it. Praise Jesus. Because it needed to minister to what it is sent for. It will minister to not walk to the task that it has been sent for. When Jesus came for our salvation, he came. It was the word of God that was sent. Praise Jesus. When he came, it had to accomplish its purpose. If by the age of 33, Jesus wouldn't have passed all that he had to pass through, he would have continued until the age of 40. The issue is, it had to accomplish that which it was sent for. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So, when the word comes, praise Jesus, it is a seed, right? Now, a seed, in how I should define it, it has a life-giving principle, right? So it giveth what? Life. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So when it comes, for instance, you have a maize grain, right? When you plant it, you're not going to harvest beans. You will not harvest what? Beans. You harvest what? Maize. So, when it comes, praise Jesus, it will give life to that which it is concerned about, right? If it's a word for healing, it will provide healing. Praise Jesus. If it's for prosperity, it will just give you prosperity. That's the thing. So the word of God is the seed. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And it gives life to that of its own kind. It doesn't give something of another kind. No, it gives life to something of its own kind. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
No wonder when the word came to men, praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, this was the word of God. That's why he says, that which you shall bear, that which you shall conceive, shall be called the Son of what? The Son of God. And that's why the Pharisees were like, this man is calling himself the Son of God. You know, the meaning of a Son of God, you equate yourself to God. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And there's nothing that is valuable to a parent than their children. Come, your son is just the same as you are. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So you cannot differentiate. And that's why Jesus every time is saying, I am one with the Father. I can do nothing without my Father. Why? Because he is the word. So if he was to speak something, it was the word from the Father. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Until at the cross, when he was separated from the Father. You could imagine at this point now, for the first time, he's coming to be separated from the Father. How did he feel? No wonder he says, Father, if it's from you, let this come. Depart from me. Praise Jesus. Because he couldn't imagine at any point in time being separate from the Father. He wouldn't have imagined that state. But he had to go through it. Praise Jesus. He had to go through it. Now, the word of God came and it produced. It gave forth what? God. No wonder in Corinthians, Paul says, God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world to who? To himself. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So, before that, it was God that was speaking. But now, his word has become flesh. Praise Jesus. So it is God himself who died on the cross. Praise Jesus. Who paid for all the sins that you've ever committed and that you will ever commit. He paid for all that. So it was God himself. Praise Jesus. Because you cannot separate a man from his word. You can't separate a man from his word. Your words define who you are. Praise Jesus. And you speak out of who you are. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So it's very important. It's very important for us to understand. The word is a seed. And it will give forth. It will give fruits of its kind. That's why Jesus is God. He is God. There's a time when the disciples were questioning Jesus. Like they want to see the Father. They say, you people, up to this point, you do not know the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. If you have seen me, you have seen who? You have seen the Father. Why? Because he's the offspring of the Father. He's the word of God. So if there is any way you're going to define God, you define him by who he is, by what he speaks. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Yes. He is God. And the seed produces the fruits of its own kind. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, this is what the word of God will do for you. Praise Jesus.
Mm.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's a seed, right?
Mm.
So, the word has come for, like, be healed. Praise Jesus. You know what will that word form in you? Praise Jesus. You'll be healed. Then you'll become the healed one of God. Praise Jesus. It's not for a period of time. You become the healed one of God forever. Because the word of God is seed. The incorruptible seed. The Bible says we are born of the incorruptible seed. Which is what? Which is the word of God. That doesn't. You can't corrupt it. You can't destruct it. There's no way that word will be deformed in you. Never. So when you become the healed one of God, no more diseases, no more sicknesses, you always walk in health. That's it. That's it. So if today we believe that our salvation is secured, but there's no way out, we are going to lose eternal life. Praise Jesus. But how did we receive that eternal life? Eternal life is in the seed of the word of God. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Because the word of God gives us, given what? Life. Because it given life, right? So you have received eternal life. Praise Jesus. You know that your salvation is secure. There's no way out. There's nothing that can make you separate from God. There's no way out. You're going to lose your salvation. You are righteous forever. You are forgiven forever. That's it. Praise Jesus. That's what we believe. Then in the same sense, we should believe when we have this eternal life, Because perfect help is in this eternal life. There's no way out. This seed is going to be distracted by anything. So I'm supposed to be walking what? In perfect health. No diseases, no sickness, nothing like that. It is the seed. And it is incorruptible. It is indestructible. Nobody can destroy that seed. Nobody. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. There was a time I was watching this movie. I see this, by the way. Praise Jesus. The last sheep. Praise Jesus. Yeah. So, you know, these doctors, because the certain virus affected the whole world, like, it was really increasing. Praise Jesus. Now, there's this another doctor. He tempered the what? The DNA. So, for him, he was a career. So, he couldn't be infected with that virus. Praise Jesus. But he would spread it, right? Correct. You doctors, eh? It was a career. Now, he altered the DNA. He took his blood, I don't know, how did he alter it? Praise Jesus. So the moment these doctors have found the cure, when did you find out that it has mutated? And he was like, oh my goodness. So they found out that this other doctor who wanted to make money has altered it, has mutated the virus. So this doctor was so clever. One thing he had to do is say, now I'm finding the cure. He's like this same guy. Now in order to do that, he had to deal with his lungs. Praise Jesus. So there came a point this guy was sick. I don't know where this was coming from. So it was like she was curing him. So akamwekea pale na ni baadaye jamaa amejisikia vizuri akaanza kumwambia naye. He said, so the doctor was talking to her like what she has done to her. Then she was like, if you've done so, for you to detach that the DNA and whatsoever, those strains, praise Jesus. That guy had to die. He said, yes, that's what I have done. And that guy was dead. Praise Jesus. So there's no way out, because this thing, for them to detach it, this man had to die. Because you couldn't separate it. Praise Jesus. So in the same way, there's no way out. If the word of God has been formed in you, there is no way out that is going to be destructed. Nothing can destroy the word of God when it's formed in you. Amen. Nobody can destroy it. Even when there is an outbreak of cholera here, because you are the healed one of God, you shall just be enjoying your life. That is the thing. Because this is about the word of God, which is indestructible, which is incorruptible. You can't corrupt the word of God. Never. Because in itself, it's life. Praise Jesus. It is life in itself. So if it is life, we don't expect something that is not life to come and alter anything. So if a word comes, receive it. Come, I am healed. Yes, who have I become? I have become the healed one of God. That is the word that is given out. And when it is given out, praise Jesus. When you receive it, it forms you. Praise Jesus. It forms you. And when it has formed you, people will know that you're different. Because that word will capture your lifestyle. It will form the life that you're living. But how does that come about? Praise Jesus. The time when Peter was betraying, the time when he was denying Jesus, they say, this guy, even his walking style, how come? Praise Jesus. How come? Why? Because he was always with Jesus. Praise Jesus. He was always with Jesus. Every time. Yo, was the one that was asking questions that even today we rejoice. Why? Because we are experiencing the same things that Peter was experiencing. And we say, wow, thank God Peter was there. Praise Jesus. Yeah, because if we wouldn't have asked those questions, we would ask ourselves, and there wouldn't be answers. So thank God Peter was there. But by this time, we know, this guy, even his walking style, just like Jesus. The same case, when people look at you, my goodness. They say this is the living word of God. Indeed, why? Because, you see, in the seed, when the seed comes, you see, you're the real one of God, right? So inside you, there is a seed of hell. So when you go to the sister here, you'll provide healing. That's it. Because, you see, all the two nine baby. None. Praise Jesus. Every fruit has a seed inside. So when the word of God comes to you, ministers, you become the product of that word. You become the fruit of that word. Praise Jesus. Inside you, there is a seed. And because we have eternal life, you can raise the dead. Because you give life. If your business is dead, you give life to your business. Why? Because you're product of the word of God. That's it. You are the product of the word. And the word of God is life. If you read in the epistle of John, he said, that which was from the beginning.
Let me read it very well here. First letter of John, chapter 1. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. Praise Jesus. The life was manifested, and we have seen. How did Jesus walk? How did Jesus minister? Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Yes, because he's the offspring of God. He's the Son of God. He's the Word of God made flesh. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Yes, he's the Word of God made flesh. Inside him, there is the seed. So he can plant it inside him. And that's why when he met her, when they followed him, who were these? Martha and Mary. Right? Martha and Mary. I love that story. They came and said, Jesus, your friend is sick. He said, Okay. That sickness is not unto death. These people rejoiced. Do you know the meaning of rejoicing? Thank God our brother will not die. Jesus has said this guy will not die. Hey, the region at home, Lazarus died. He died. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, he died.
Jesus knew. Hallelujah. After finishing his task, he told his disciples, we need to go and visit Lazarus because he's sleeping. He's sleeping. He's going to wake up. Why should we go? Now, the disciples never understood him very well. He had to tell them that he's dead. It's the how, okay, let's go. Praise Jesus. Then he reached. When he arrived there, you know what happened? Martha started complaining. If you were here, if only you were here, our brother would have died. When was that? That was day four. Praise Jesus. That was what? Was day four. It has never happened in Israel. That a person is lying in the grave day four and comes back to life. It has never happened. So Jesus said this, I'm the resurrection and the life. This is the word made flesh. Inside the word of God, there is life. Right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he gave us his word, that whosoever believeth in this word should not perish but have everlasting life. Should have eternal life. In this essence here, I'm not talking living to eternity, but it is the God kind of life. The life that makes God who He is. The life that God that makes God who He is. That today we call Him God because of the life that He has. Now He says, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but do what? But have everlasting life. That's it. Meaning that life of God comes in you when you receive that word, that seed. It's a seed principle, right? So when it comes in you, you must have also a seed of eternal life. Praise Jesus. Such that you can speak that word and impart it to a brother and impart it to a sister, and that sister becomes born again. That's it. It's a principle. And that's the way it works. So when Jesus came, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in what? In me. He might be dead, but yet he shall do what? He shall live. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So it's never too late with God. It's never too late. It's never. It's never too late. This guy was in the grave 4 days. 4 days. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus never brought back Lazarus. He called him. He said, Lazarus, come out. That was it. Praise Jesus. He didn't say, rise from the dead. No. He said, Lazarus, sleep. Right? Yes. So what do we get to learn here? It doesn't matter. The word has come into you. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You have received that word of God in you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You have accepted it. You have affirmed to that word that this word is mine. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're told that you are healed. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you still experience symptoms. Praise Jesus. There's still, you find there's still some, there's a headache. The moment you're praying and you're like, it still hits you. The headache continues. Praise Jesus. You already received the word. I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give in. Praise Jesus. Don't give up saying like, oh, maybe it's the will of God. No, it's not the will of God. Or you start feeling sorry for yourself. Don't give in, I'm saying, like, don't start going to, oh Lord, you say like this, but I'm experiencing this. No, one thing you do, you affirm to that word. That is it. Father, I'm the healed one of God. It doesn't matter what happens. You confess that one. You affirm to that word of God. You affirm to that word. Don't start saying, oh God, you say this, but this one doesn't work. No. Affirm to that word. Praise Jesus. Declare it over your life. Because in need now, there are a lot of things that will make you like, you shouldn't have that word in you. But I'm telling you, when you affirm to that word, when you speak that word, when you are in agreement with that word, it surely shall come to work for you. That's it. So don't find like, it is not working for me. Who said it's not working for you? Who? You make God a liar. You're making God a liar. And if he's a liar, he's not worthy of our worship. That is what you're trying to mean. The word of God is true. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, the word of God is true. We are born of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. The moment you are born again, praise Jesus. The moment you are born again, you were born of the Word. The Word of God begat you. Praise Jesus. It begat you. By this time, you become born of God, not born of a man. You become a person who is born of God. Praise Jesus. Now a person who is born of God is a God. He can't be any different. A person who is born of God cannot be, I don't know what should I say. He can't be any different from God. No wonder in the psalmist says that what the psalmist says that have I not said that ye are gods? But ye die like mere men. It's an abuse of the word of God that you die like a mere man. We are gods. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
We are gods. Because the word of God has begat us. Now listen, then there's no difference with what happened to you and to Christ. There's no difference. No wonder the Bible says, as he is, so are we. That's it in this world. Why? Because also the word has begat us. So what is it? The word is, the word of God is in flesh, in us. Praise Jesus. Jesus became, for Jesus it was, the word became flesh. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So the word in flesh, we are the ones. Why? Because the word has begot us. And no wonder, before, if you look at the Gospels, in the Gospel of John, the Bible says, the only begotten Son of God. You'll never find that in the Epistles. In the Epistles, Jesus is called the firstborn. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The first one. The firstborn of the brethren. The firstborn from what? From the resurrection. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The first one. The firstborn. If you read in Romans 8, he says, so that we will become what? The brother of what? Many brethren. Meaning that we are the ones who are lining up to him. He's our firstborn. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So I come along him. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I come along him. Meaning that in the way that he was born, I was also born in that manner. We're in the same lineage. Come in the same way I have young brothers and young sisters, the same way I line up behind Christ. He's my brother. He's my brother. Why? Because the word has begat me. And it is the word of God in flesh. I am the word of God in flesh. That's it. The moment you compromise this, the moment you find this as though it's not your reality, you must put a distinction between you and Christ. And that's the time you compromise even the good news. That's the time when you compromise even your health, because you find out that maybe it's the will of God for me to be sick. The will of God? Why did he provide Christ? And why should you go to the hospital? Meaning that you're going against the will of God. If you're going to the hospital. If sickness is the will of God, remain there and die. Yes, yes. How dare you go against the will of God? Who are you? Who are you? But it's not the will of God. So we have just heard. Maybe it's the will of God. Maybe so that he could make you humble. To make you humble? Humble? Is that the way humility comes? What? Never. Let me tell you, what is humility? Right? Humility, right? Those people who are rocked up with religion will say, I'm proud. Humility is definition. Praise Jesus. To acknowledge. To acknowledge, right? Because you're going to be down, right? Yes? So you exalt and acknowledge the work of the cross. And what has the cross done? So what if I say I'm the righteousness of God? Am I even being humble? Yes! Yes! And this is the highest level of humility. I'm telling you, acknowledging the work of the cross. Saying that I am the forgiven one of God. I am the righteousness of God. I am the son of God. I am the daughter of God. Why? Because he has made it to be so. The moment you compromise this, you're becoming proud. Now let me tell you about the pride. Any person who says, is born again and still says he's a sinner, that person is proud. He's not humble. He's not humble. Why? Because he's exalting his works over the work of Christ. He's the one that is saying the work of Christ is not perfect. Now, who is love? Yes? Or you think that it's just a fashion like, mimi ni mwenye dhambi? Don't ever pray like that. It is stupid prayer. After all, it's not even prayer. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Humility. You exalt the work of the cross. Remember when what happened when the Israelites are sinned against God. You understand? When they sinned, and Moses went to intercede for them. Praise Jesus. And God told him to make it real simple, right? Because the snakes were biting them. Now, God told, gave them an instruction. Whoever will look at that serpent will be what? Praise Jesus. That was an instruction. Very simple. You made that instruction, you are humble, right? And you're going to be what? Crazy. What's the call on that for? People think that it was very easy. Praise Jesus. But it had to take our trust and fully dependence on that word. A person had really to say, I really have to trust this word. Praise Jesus. You really have to be ready to depend on that word. You embrace that word. When that word leaves you, there is nothing about you. You fall down. So this person had to. There were some who looked, praise Jesus, and they were healed. But then it's like, so with the cup is me, we make it. Praise Jesus. And that's what is happening. The word in you. You are the word of God in flesh. You, because you're born again. Praise Jesus. By the word of God. That's why yesterday he said, we are born sinners, we are born again righteous. This eternal life, praise Jesus. The moment you're born again, praise Jesus. There's no sin. Praise Jesus. There's nothing like diseases. There's nothing like being vulnerable to asthma. There's nothing like being vulnerable to BP. There's nothing like being vulnerable to, I have seen you whatsoever there. What is that? Ebola? There's nothing like anything. Praise Jesus. Anything like that. By this time, you respond to the word of God. When the word of God comes, when it comes, you respond, you take it. That's the one that you're walking with. Soon as you know what to, there's an eruption of cholera. What should we do now? What should you do? Go and heal those people who are already infected. Why? Because to you, it's not part of you. It's not your portion.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Why? Because you have eternal life in you. It is a package. It comes fully loaded. And when you receive it, you just be enjoying your life. You just be enjoying your life. And this is what God has given us. He has given us His word. Now, what else would God us? What would God give us? What else? What else? You know what God did? He bankrupted heaven. Just for you. And he emptied heaven to come and search for you. Now, maybe you don't know what that means. Because now, you're born again. And that is the problem of us when we become born again. We forget that there are some people out there who need also to receive this thing. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. He bankrupted heaven for your sake. He gave his very best. Now let me tell you defines the giver. Praise Jesus. The gift defines the giver. So people can survive from the Magufuli area, right? Magufuli area. Akakuona brother. Alafu akaja akasema, kijana wangu nakazawadia kitambaa hiki. Namchukulia nyuma. Bali rahisi kama mimi kitambaa kweli? Okay, you be like, kitambaa ni nyuma. Lakini, it's not his status. You're most, maybe even those days when we were young, we were like, there was a time before Kikwete became the president. I remember I was in Njombe. Tunaenda kumpokea. Sisi tulikuwa scout, chipkis. So I was the commander. My brother Grant was also the commander. And my young sister. Sasa they were pairs. Mara nyingi tukienda kwa official scout viongozi. We have seen Ben. Praise Jesus. So my nigga came up with his staff, they were pairs. I had a sister by the one and a nine, and my brother granted one and my young sister. So that day, it was their turn. She came up one and a praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So I'm the other commander. So you have been I'm commanding. Alafu, wakenda kumkabizi. No way. So, when I put up my katikati, mimi natoa command ya heshima toa. So wakati tunapiga saluti wanapita katikati. Sasa my brother was like, Grant, baada ya kumpa Kikwete yale maogopa, Kikwete akasema safi sana, safi sana. I see he felt very good. He had to come and boast. Praise Jesus. So there is something about the gift and the giver. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of the extravagant love of God, He gave us His Son. He gave us His Word. His very best. Come on, in it, we have everything. Haven't you read anywhere the Bible says, and by His divine power, He has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How did He give us? It is in Christ. It is in Christ. The other place he says, ye are complete in Christ. The other place he's saying, ye have all things are yours, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. How? But he gave us only his word. How? Because in his word, all these things are contained there. Praise Jesus. So when you were born again, let me tell you some good news. You become the word of God in flesh. You respond to the word of God only. Unless you decide to respond to something else. Meaning that you're going to become carnal. You become carnal now. Which is not your nature. Praise Jesus. But the word of God, you were begot by the word of God. So the word of God formed you. So No. The word of God formed you. Praise Jesus. You become the Word of God in flesh. So you are the walking Word of God. What does Paul say? 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 1, let me go to, verse 1, 2 and 3. Let me read to you to an easier translation. Praise Jesus. So it says, are we beginning to sound like those who speak highly of themselves? Do you really need letters of recommendations to validate your ministry like others do? Do we really need your letters of endorsement? Of course not. For your very lives are our letters of recommendations. Right? Permanently, engraved in our hearts, recognized and read by everybody. As a result of our ministry, you are the living letters written by Christ. You are the living letters written by who? By Christ. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So what is all this about now? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is all this about? There is a lot that is spoken in the word. Then how do we respond to the word of God? It's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. We need to agree with the word of God. We need to give a positive response to the word of God for it to work for our lives. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Amen. I believe your chairman sometimes might have shared with you this principle. The acceptance, the endorsement, did you share with them?
Yes.
And the affirmation of our legal realities in Christ brings about vital realities. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Should we begin from there?
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 13:5. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
For he himself, God said, I'll not leave you nor forsake you. Praise Jesus.
Mm.
So that we may boldly say. Praise Jesus.
Mm.
So he said, so that we may boldly say. That means when God says, we need to affirm, we need to respond to the word of God. Praise Jesus.
Mm.
He said, so that we may say. Right? So that is the best principle of affirmation ever. He said, so that we may boldly say. Meaning that the moment we align with what God has said, the Holy Spirit will come and give life and execute that word that has been sent forth to work out for you. When you keep silent, when you're seated, the word of God has come and you're not afraid to read, it will not work for you. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So God says that Paul says, God says that I'll not leave you nor forsake you. So that what should we say? The Lord is my helper. Now, are these things the same? They are two different things. But the essence here is, we need to speak in line with the word of God. The Holy Spirit will not conform to the word that you just come with it up. No, he only conforms and gives birth and executes the word that is from God. So if it is the word of God and it is the truth, he will conform to it and it will come to work for you. He is the Spirit of truth. So you only affirm to those things that are the truth. And that's why it's important. And that's why the Holy Spirit will only convict you of righteousness. That you are the righteousness of God. When you say you're a sinner, the Holy Spirit is there and he says, what is he talking? You're talking nonsense. Why? Because he doesn't understand and he will not convict you of that one. He will only affirm to that you're the righteousness of God. Come, I am the healed one of God. Yes, because Christ died for me. And in eternal life, there's no sickness in eternal life. There are no diseases in eternal life. There's no poverty in eternal life. There is no poverty. There's no way out I'm going to be poor. There's no way out I'm going to be small in this life. I'm going to be great. My life will be upward and forward only. That is the thing. Because it is what Christ came for. And he died. He died. So, how do we affirm to the word of God? We speak in line with the word of God. It doesn't matter what happens. We don't change our speech. He already said it. I'll affirm to that word. The Bible says he became poor. That was the legal part. The vital part is that I am supposed to be rich. So when I affirm to that, there's no way out I'm going to be poor. There's no way you'll find me begging. Never. So if you're a minister, music minister, you're expecting from a certain number, you start begging, never think of begging for money. Never think of it. Know that you're going to finance. If the Spirit of God will lead you, that's okay now. Let people also enjoy the blessings. Not because you fail to finance your project. but so that other people should also partake. So you invite them. So even if they don't meet up, you put your money, you do something that is very huge.
Woo.
Don't settle for less. Don't settle for a bitter life. There is a man who died on the cross. And because he died, my goodness, I have every right to enjoy everything that he died for. You have every right to enjoy all the things that he died for. You have every right to enjoy his endurance of all the passion that he went through. That guy was beaten. He was stricken. Praise Jesus. They spat on him. You also spat on him. But it was for your sake. Why should you live a bitter life? Why should you be looking onto somebody who is always just using you and is just taking you for granted? You always go to him, you beg, as though you're not human. He's just misusing you. Turn to the cross. Turn to the cross. Yes, it made a difference in life. It made a difference in life. Otherwise, the cross is in vain. That man is alive today. He's alive today. And he is in you. He is in you. So, why don't we learn to speak in line with the word of God? Affirm to the word of God. Don't talk them. Don't talk fear. Don't talk diseases. Come on. Praise Jesus. The moment you see that, my goodness, talk to that temple of yours. Hey, you're kidding me. What are you? What is this? Praise Jesus. And steer yourself up. Steer that eternal life in you. Speak in other tongues. Steer that life in you. There's no way out. Sickness will come to you. There's no way out. Either way, it will come like that. Yes, why? Because the Bible says that the devil, like a lion, raises like a roaring what? Lion is seeking whom he may devour. There are people when he sees them, he surrenders. So be that pastor. Speak the word of God to yourself. Take time. Meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Now meditation is very important. Very important. Very important. You meditate on the word of God. Speak it to yourself. Talk to yourself. Come on, I am the righteousness of God. I am the healed one of God. I can never be sick. I can never be poor. When you speak these things, you are setting things on course. You are setting things on course. You are setting them on course. Mashabulisha na wakudia. Yanakunga mwamba. They encounter the rock. When they encounter that rock, what did Jesus say about what did Jesus who said about the chief cornerstone? Ukianguka, likwangukia. Inakupasuma. Ukianguka pia pale. Yaani bado unaumia mwenyewe. So that is the thing. So when these things come, they encounter the rock, they're going to be destroyed. They're going to be dismantled. There's nothing that will work for you. Sickness will never work for you. Put it to an end. Refuse. Usione kama ni hali ya kawaida kwamba kila kipindi hiki ni hasma na umeumwa. Hadi ushajizoea. Change your speech. Start talking life. Start talking. When that thing comes, say, come on, be serious. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Divinity has its home in me. There's no place you can have a chance in here. There's no way out. So, sickness, go away. It's not your place. Go to the sea. Cast it to the sea. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Hey, you see the word say, do not come near me. What does he say in a Psalms 91. He said, 1,000 shall come at my hand. 10,000 at my right. He shall not come nigh me. He shall never come. So when these things come, when you're so much pressure with your studies, when you're so much pressure, you say, 1,000 shall come to my son. 10,000 in my right hand. He shall come. He shall not come nigh me. Praise Jesus. Why? Because it's not your portion. You are born of the word of God. You are a child of God. Let him hide for you on the cross. There's no way out of sickness will work for you. There's no way out of poverty will work for you. Because we're incompatible. There's no way out. You can never be sick unless you accept sickness. Unless you allow it to work in your life. Then it will come. But if you say no, the same way we say no to malaria, my goodness, say no to malaria. That's it. You say no to cancer. People say no to malaria when putting meds. We say no to malaria, why? Because we have eternal life. There's no way out, we're going to be infected. No way out. Because our life is divine. What does Paul say? If you read Philemon 1:6, he says, let the communication of your faith be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. Let your communication of faith be effectual. How? By acknowledging every good gift that is in you in Christ Jesus. How do you acknowledge it? You go to the mirror and say, I'm the righteousness of God. I am the beloved one of God. You acknowledge the good things. Praise Jesus. Now, if you're not acknowledging them, I'll assist you. You are the righteousness of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yeah. You are the healed ones of God. There's no way of sickness will come to invade you. There's nothing like that. You have the life of God. You're God's beloved. Praise Jesus. And you bear forth fruits of righteousness wherever you go. That's it. Praise Jesus. Let the communication of faith be effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you, in Christ Jesus. Acknowledge it. Praise Jesus. Amen. You know, how many of us here have sons or daughters? No. Okay, to reach the time when we will have them. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. When your son or daughter is growing, after the one you finish up with your arm, and the children are going to be a coronation. You have to come and buy a Utamsifia to go, wow, I love this orange school, I love this one. And when the child sees that, it's the same, do it for yourself. Acknowledge every good gift that is in you in Christ Jesus. Come on, he has accepted me in his beloved. If you have never been loved, take time and meditate on the love of God for you. I'm telling you. Take time and meditate on the love of God for you. Kwamba, when you were a sinner, he died for you. Kwamba, God bankrupted heaven for you. Praise Jesus. Let the communication of your faith be effectual by the acknowledging of every good gift that is in you in Christ Jesus. So the word of God, when it comes, Timothy says, the apostle tells Timothy, praise Jesus, he tells Timothy, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly unto them, so that thy profiting may appear to all. He says, give yourself entirely to them. Give yourself wholly unto them, so that thy profiting may appear to all. When Abraham was given the promise of becoming the father of many nations, it didn't just happen in a stance. No. It took 25 years for it to actualize. But what was happening here in between? Praise Jesus. The Bible says, Abraham, he was not weak in faith through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory unto God. Because he was fully persuaded. Why? That which God has promised, he was also able to perform. Are you convinced? Are you fully persuaded by the word of God? And to what extent has the word of God convinced you? To what extent does the word of God persuade you? If it is yet to persuade you, settle with the word first. Meditate upon it. Meditate upon it. Speak it to yourself. Convince yourself that this word is true. That indeed God has healed me. That indeed God has raised me. That indeed God has made me greater. That indeed God has made me success. In the mighty name of Jesus. Convince yourself. Things will come. People will come and tell you that, well, you are not a success. You tell them, brother, watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch my life. And you will see. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. He said, his word doesn't come void. It shall prosper to everything that he has sent it for. What has God said about your life? What has he said? Maybe until today, you haven't seen the manifestations of the word of God. But let me tell you one thing. God is not dying. His word has not changed. Go back to it. If you wrote it somewhere, go back to it. And think, what was God trying to imagine here? Now, this is meditation. Meditation means you ponder, you imagine, you think, you matter. Then, you roar. I'm telling you. You ponder. You imagine what God was trying to think. He said, I am great. Mante de maso. Yes, manta rabobobosa. Yes, kurabose keta. You try to imagine the way God was imagining you. You know, there is a greatness that we think about as human beings. But there is a greatness, the level of greatness that God thinks. So you imagine to his level. What manner of man am I? If God says that I am great, mante rabobosa. You imagine great people in the Bible. You see Abraham. You see David. Mante Rosa. Then you come to see the greatness of Jesus Christ. Because he says, as he is, so am I in this world. I'm going to be greater the way Jesus was. And far greater than that. You imagine that man. The moment you start imagining this, you start muttering it. I am great. I am great. I am great. I am great. Mante Rosa. You go with thanks. I am great. I am great. I am great. I am great. The next time it comes out, I am great. You roar like a lion. Why? Because the righteous are strong as a lion. You roar. When it reaches that level, you know that you know that you know that you know I am great. Oh, that's the case. This is what happened to Abraham. This is what happened to Abraham. At the age of 75, God is telling you, you shall have a son. Can you imagine? 75. You remember taking medicine. Nailewa. I take it, you know, you understand. All of us get to get at the age of 75. Sarah is 90. Yana mesunguka menopause, right? It's a cycle. Yeah. Yeah, doctors mnaelewa haya mambo vizuri. Kwamba hapa. Tena, I even told my brother is taking also MD, pale Kairobi. I told him, you doctors really need the word of God like any other person. You people really need the word of God than any other person. Kuna siku nimeenda kumtembelea, nikawa nimeenda to the football pitch, kuna watu walikuwepo pale. Jamaa mmoja akawa amejikata kidogo tu na bahati ya kutu. Everybody was like, hey, ngoja nipime kama hivi. Inabidi uende kuchoma sindano tetanus. I said, my goodness, how do you people need? Everybody wants to show himself from now. I know. Ngoja sasa niangalie. Good more than any other person. So mama muna mutana nayo. Praise Jesus. You stick to the word of God. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass, the glory of God. beholding as in a glass the glory of God. Who among you has ever gone to the mirror? Ukajiangalia hivi papa unajipiga selfie unakutana na sura ya mbwa. Who among you utashtuka? The Bible says, we with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass. When we behold the word of God, praise Jesus, as we behold the word of God, because that's the thing that will only change our lives. It is the word of God. As we behold it, praise Jesus. As I say, as you behold thy greatness that the word of God has come to pass for you. As you behold that word, as in a mirror, as though you're beholding a glass you're beholding yourself in a glass, praise Jesus. As you're beholding the word of God, as you meditate upon it, as you stay long enough in the word of God, for I am the beloved. Maybe you are seeking acceptance from people. Let me tell you like this. Go read Ephesians 1:6. What does he say? He has accepted us in his beloved. Then you settle without hope. God has accepted me in his beloved. How? He has accepted me in his beloved. You behold it. You behold it. Long enough. It could take you 2 months. It could take you 6 months. Don't change your focus. Behold that word. It could take you 1 year. Behold that word. If it doesn't make sense in you, continue beholding it. Continue beholding it. Only then you will find that come back. Wow. You just discover, I am accepted in his beloved. Why? It has made you what it talks about. The word of God has become now real to you. He says, we are being transformed unto the same image. Now you see, it's not about you being there. It's not about you seeing yourself there. But it's that image forming you, transforming you to become the same way it is. And this, the glory of God, the mirror, is the word of God. So the moment you behold the word of God, you're transformed into that word. You become the living word of God. You become the living word of God. The more people see, they must be attracted. They will call you. They will honor you. They will pay respect to you. Why? You have a king inside. Brothers and sisters, behold the word of God. It doesn't come void. Our God is faithful. Can you imagine that? Mimi sio mwanadamu hata niseme uongo. He's not a human that he should lie. You know what the word of God do for you? Psalms 119, 130. The entrance of the word bringeth forth what? Light. It illuminates your life. This is the time when now you understand. You see the meaning of life itself. It's only when you encounter the word, you find your life having a meaning. When you encounter the word, you find that now your life is, and it's fulfilling. Why? Because you have encountered the word. We all have encountered the word. We all. And that's why we are who we are today. Because of the word of God. Now, what could you have if not the word of God? Maybe you've been suffering. Maybe you have an answered cry. But God is saying, it is answered. He has heard your cry. He has heard your cry. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. I said the Holy Spirit is the one that will make effect that won't work for you. Speak in line with the word of God. Don't settle for less. Ask God, what does God want? Praise Jesus. What does God want from me? Speak that word for yourself. Confess that word. Affirm to that word. Because when you affirm to that word, I said, what does the Spirit of God do? He is hovering. He's there in you, eagerly expectant to hear the word that you have affirmed. So when you affirm it, he makes it real and it comes to pass for you. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
But by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. You are the word of God in flesh. Go to the word of God and find who you really are and start speaking to yourself about that word. Speak to yourself. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I said the word of God is a seal. The seed is still in us. We're going to bear fruits of that seed. If we are the healed one, let's go out because we are capable of healing. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If we're the beloved ones of God, don't go out there and start hating people. Go and embrace them and love them and hug them. Tell them that you love them. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
John says, do not love in words alone, but also love in actions. Let them know. If God would have said that I love you, after we carry for you, he wouldn't. He had to give Christ. He had to give Christ for you. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now I'll finish up with this statement. But again, I'll call upon people. Yeah. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That the Lord wants me to minister to them. Praise Jesus. The sick. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
There is a lady by her circles are not settled. And she has this problem for a long time. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And any person who is not okay. But again, there is a person to whom you're not in good terms with your parents. And it's really disturbing you. Sometimes you don't want even to go home. You remain. Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But again, most of us here have always desired to have a certain level of intimacy with God. But I've not had it. So I'll also minister to you. And to all of us, if there is a point in life where we have not really found the word of God working for us, we are getting here. While that word of God is working for us in our lives. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now I'll read this statement. Then I'll call. I'll make a call. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When the word of God becomes flesh in you, you see the glory of God. You will see His majesty. His love, His grace, untrue. And that is the time when we see our lives changed. And His light illuminates our lives. And we experience the glorious life He has given us. I repeat, when the Word of God becomes flesh in us, we shall see His glory, His majesty, His love, His grace, and truth. And that is the time when we see our lives have changed. It would have been consciously or unconsciously. And His light illuminates our lives. Only to find that it was a glorious life. It was a glorious life from the beginning. A glorious life. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The Word of God made flesh. I've given you the principles that you've got to work on. Work on them. And it begins now. So, I'll call upon the Kuna Mugine. I hear you have answers. I have options. If you require the notes, I think I'll give you a chair. We'll have a worship song. And I need this.